Hi.
Hello, is that Arthur?
Yeah, it is.
How are you doing? Sorry about all
good,
that.
Good, no problem.
Have you got quite a busy day, have you?
No, I'm fine.
No, what are you up to today?
I was just at a lawyer's office. Nothing too exciting.
Oh, you're in a legal battle, are you?
Not yet, no.
All right, not yet. I like
no,
it.
Not this week.
All right, what's the, so what would you say is the biggest ball ache you've got to contend with today? Please don't say this interview.
This interview.
Oh.
No, let's think. I think. God, no, today looks like, today's sort of an open, free, no hassles in sight day. Hope till my scooter, you know?
Oh, okay. What sort of scooter you got? Lambretta?
No, I've got a Piaggio, the Liberty, just a small, it was a scooter for my restaurant, but I ended up taking it and using it. It was going to be a delivery scooter, but...
Oh, what, for your soul food restaurants?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What, the ones in Harlem or in London, or you got one?
No, it's called Harlem and it's in London. I don't have one in Harlem.
Ah, right. Because I was going to say, because I ate at a soul food restaurant when I was in Harlem. Is it Cynthia's Soul Food?
No, it's Sylvia's.
Sylvia's, that's right. Before I went to the Apollo Theatre.
That's the way to do it.
Oh, it was quality. Yeah. I remember I was there with my mate Phil and we were walking around and this guy was like, hey, look at these two Slim Shadies. What are they doing here?
Slim Shadies. I like that.
Yeah, it was good.
That's pretty funny.
It's funny, you know, because actually when I was coming up with a few questions for you, I was eating a tub of fried chicken.
You were, right? There you go. You still got the grease on your fingers?
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know if it's soul food or not. It's Marks and Spencer's.
Well, you know. No, probably not.
No, it's organic though.
Yeah, organic soul food. That I don't know if that exists actually.
Arthur Baker is considered to be one of the pioneers of electro, thanks to tracks like this, which he wrote and produced with Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force. It's called Planet Rock. Right, let's get back to Digby and Arthur.
We better start talking about music or like some people are going to start whinging at me. Do you know what I mean? I've got like a legend here when I'm talking about Paul. But, you know, you've worked with some of the greatest acts ever, you know, like Diana Ross, Bob Dylan, Al Green, Quincy Jones, Debbie Harry, Lou Reed, Jimmy Cliff, David Bowie, New Kids on the Block. You must be pretty happy when you go to bed at night.
But not because of any of that.
No?
No, I'm pretty content right now. But I've had a good career and really great experiences. So I'm happy.
Definitely
with what I've done, but I haven't sort of finished doing things. So you know, you can't particularly live in the past. You know, sort of.
It's very true. It's very true. I'm still sort of resting on my laurels from when I won Paper Boy of the Year when I was 12. But bear in mind, Arthur, it's much harder in Britain because we've got to actually put them through the letterbox. You can't just throw them in the garden like in the States either.
That's true, yeah. Well,
So what's the next big thing that's coming up for you?
Well, I've got a few things. I've just written a film script, which I'm sort of more focusing on trying to get into doing movies. So I've done that. That was sort of taxing, but very, felt very rewarding when it was finished, because it's finishing things have never been my strong suit, even though that's what people used to pay me to do, finish records, but it was never really my strong suit. But so to finish a project without a real deadline, you know, when you work to deadlines, it's different, because, you know, when you finish and you get it done and you have a deadline, you get paid. Mm. But when you're actually doing things for no specific deadline and for no specific job, it's a lot more difficult, I think.
So, self-motivation, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. And for the last 10 years, I've been pretty much trying to be self-motivated, because when you're not getting hired to do things, it's sort of to finish things, it is much more difficult.
Yeah, the temptation of the elbow rooms across the road is just too great.
Arthur Baker didn't just dabble in underground music. In the 1980s, he signed and produced New Edition, who are famous for hits like this. Candy Girl. Arthur and Digby.
You almost got credited with the first ever hip-hop record, didn't you? Rappo Clappo with Joe Bataan.
Yeah, almost got credited and it almost came out first. But actually, this I'm doing a compilation for Minutes. It's basically going to be, it's the masterpiece compilation.
Yeah, Francois K did it. Yeah.
Mine should be out in October.
Okay, well, that's quite a big project. So was it a 3-CD thing?
Yeah, but I'm really gonna just sort of delve into my own. It's probably gonna be one of the pre-Disney, really early stuff that no one's probably ever heard. Just sort of make it more sort of a lot of the oddities that I've got, plus some of the hits too. But
yeah, that'd be great actually. Forgotten electro funk classics from back in the day,
which was a lot of sort of early disco stuff. And I found a few tracks that were never released, a couple that are amazing, just that never got released and finished, you know, with full orchestras on them and stuff, so.
Going back to that early disco period, like, there's something, I mean, David Mancuso, yourself, you mentioned Francois K, Rick Rubin came in later going on the Hip Hop Jeff Jam stuff, but there's a common thread that runs through you all, and that is distinctive facial hair, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
Is that behind your power? Because maybe that's what I need to do to get some success in my life.
I've been rocking the beard since before I moved to New York. So in the 70s. So
yeah,
basically I was sort of the godfather of the beard and dance music. That's
some title. I bet you miss that period, don't you? New York back in there, late 70s.
Yeah, it was great. So many of my friends are dead from that era. You know, just the AIDS just shattered the whole thing. You know,
what, people like Larry Levan and
T. Scott and just, you know, David Todd and just all these great DJs and great people. A lot of them gone, man.
That's it.
Alrighty.
Nice one. Alright, well, really looking forward to hearing you play anyway.
Okay, see you next week.